Good afternoon. This is ING Bank Śląski, Roland Pac. We are starting our fourth quarter 2009 result conference. On our side, Małgosia Kołakowska, who is managing our bank, Mirek Boda, CFO, and Monika Kobylińska and Roland Pac, Investor Relations. Now is also with us Chief Risk Officer Oskar Swam. Before we start, two questions. Can you introduce yourself first, and second, in which language you prefer our conference to be run? Also, the question is if we are going through the presentation or we can start directly a question-answer session. Hello?
Hello.
Who is online?
Hello, we can go with the presentation.
With presentation.
Yes, but who's speaking?
Radosław Siński, Trigon Capital.
Who else?
Maybe you should wait a little bit.
To have, I think, 1 minute
or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if this is okay with you, I suggest we wait 1 more minute.
Of course.
Other will join us on the line, and then we can go directly to the question. I presume English or Polish?
Could be Polish as well, if non-English speakers would join.
But let's see whether English speakers will join our conference. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hello? Right now it's good quality probably, yes?
Okay, so can we start? Can you introduce yourself once more?
Okay, Radosław Sienicki, Trigon Capital.
Thank you.
Tomasz Malkowicz, UBS.
Yes.
Robert Ducha and Katarzyna Zichowa, Sending Capital.
Okay. Our question was, are we going through the presentation or just directly to the question-answer session?
Q&A maybe.
Okay. A word of introduction on our part, because we joined at the same time. So on our end, Małgorzata Kołakowska, currently in the position of CEO. Chief Risk Officer, Mirosław Boda, Chief Finance Officer, Monika Kobylańska, and Roland Pac, Investors Relations. So I guess we speak all English because of a mixture of presence, and then we're ready for your questions.
Okay, can I start? Tomasz Walkowicz, UBS. I would like to ask you first of all about interest income. It was down 5% quarter on quarter. Sorry, and I saw that actually there was a strong decline in interest earning assets during the quarter. And I saw in particular the trading bonds portfolio was declining, so I would like to understand what is driving this. That's first question. Also, maybe you could issue some comments on net interest margin. What's happening?
I may break in. We're having very bad quality. Is there something in the background that's switched off? Because it's very difficult to understand questions.
I'd say everyone, including us, that's not speaking.
And then
things should be better.
All right, maybe I start once more briefly. So my question is about net interest income. It was down 5% quarter on quarter. I would like to understand what's happening with interest earning assets. They are down 7%. And why is that? What's the strategy? In particular, the trading bonds portfolio is declining. So are you anticipating some potential increase in yields in 2010, and that's why you try to reduce it? Is there any other reason for this? That's first question. Second question is about net interest margin. What are the trends on the asset and liability side and the outlook for 2010? And then also a question about fees. So fees were down also strongly during the quarter, and the explanation, I guess, is fee expense. So if you could tell exactly what's happening there. I also have a question about FX option losses. So do you believe there is some sort of resurgence of these losses, or it was just the final quarter where you would provision against this? And I guess that's really it. Maybe one question about potential risk. Do you have any bonds in your portfolio with exposure to Greece and potentially other countries other than Poland?
Oscar Swan, CRO here, I can answer the first, fourth, and fifth question, and then colleagues will look at the other ones. Maybe to start with the easiest. No,
yeah. That many questions.
That's okay. So just to start with the easiest, no, we have no Greek or Portuguese or Spanish or Icelandic bonds. So that's easy one. This second one, you ask about FX options risk costs. There was a certain one-off nature to the FX options related risk costs in fourth quarter due to a small number of big clients that had a worse credit standing. So there is a certain one-off to this, but we can expect going forward that it will never be nothing. Just as a bank that has a normal and growing lending portfolio will always have lending risk costs, a bank which does derivatives transactions with corporates and banks will always have some degree of credit risk reserves for these transactions. So it will not, let's say, go down to zero, but I think we've probably seen the worst. And then the last remark from me, we, as you can see in the presentation, we increased our lending, and who's ever typing, please put your phone on mute. We increased our lending by 4 billion zlotys in 2009. At the same time, we decreased the balance sheet size by 10 billion zlotys. This was, let's say, not a mistake or an accident. This was intentional, reducing our, let's say, total balance sheet size by decreasing, let's say, some non core activities not connected to our, let's say, core deposit taking and lending activities. It's in line with what a lot of banks are doing because in investors, analysts are not only looking, as you all know, at solvency these days, but also much simpler measures of leverage, total balance sheet to equity. So there was, let's say, an intentional slimming down a bit of the balance sheet in 2009. That being said, the lower trading result in the fourth quarter was not, let's say, directly connected to that. Trading result is by its very nature sometimes bigger, sometimes smaller, and it happened in the fourth quarter that was a bit smaller. I wouldn't directly connect that to the decrease in the balance sheet size.
And maybe a comment on fees. As you rightly point out, the fee costs are to a large extent a result of it. Going forward, the intention would be to make a bit more proportionate fee income with fee costs. In 2009, we have not accrued that throughout the whole year, so it's mainly related to franchise. And also, to some extent, higher usage of internet access. But so that, if you compare quarter to quarter, there is a certain drop in there, but we will try to do that out for the following year.
Excuse me, so the following year we should expect them to come back to the previous level, or the fees, or to stay sort of at this lower level as the entry point?
So the comment was more than we will try to account it in such a way to have more smoothened results over quarters rather than have more of the costs in fourth quarter only.
I see. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Interest margin.
Yeah, looking into this, the quarterly figures, the situation is following that. As you know, our deposits that are far bigger than lending. I mean, that's the 48 billion of deposit versus 27 are invested into the bonds, and the new reinvestments of the maturing bonds are right now with the lower interest rate than it used to be. Yes, in the 2009 on the beginning of the year, we had the situation that the interest rate drop, so we have lowered the rate for the clients. However, we still had the high yielding bonds in the portfolio. However, that's matured within the year, and that was basically the main reason of the or source of this lower interest income. Plus, obviously, we still keep our deposit offer, saving offer, attractive for the clients. So we are offering some promotional deposits that are resulting with a negative margin for us. Yes. However, as we are saving bank, we need to protect, not participating fully into this deposit war. We still decided to protect our position in this segment.
And the bank's, let's say, long-term strategy in this regard is to have fewer bonds and more loans while maintaining a good, safe loan-to-deposit ratio, but this is, let's say, not going to happen overnight. We still, while we intend to grow the loan portfolio, we'd like to keep, let's say, the relative risk level of this portfolio more or less at today's level, so this growth of the loan portfolio will not be, let's say, spectacular and immediate.
Thanks a lot. Maybe last question about the dividends. Do you have any view on this year's dividends?
So that's obviously the decision is with the supervisory board and the shareholders meeting. As regards recommendation of the management, the final decision has not been taken yet. And building that recommendation will certainly take into consideration the plan increase in lending activity. Also, you know, next year we will be moving into advanced methodology for risk. We at that point in time are of the opinion that will also require further buffer in the capital base. So the answer is the recommendation not yet taken, but in the process will certainly factor in those two elements.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Marta Czekowska calling from KBC Securities. Maybe just two questions, if I may. On cost, we saw a very good cost containment in 2009. I just wonder whether you could comment on the cost growth for 2010, mainly on the wage growth that you would envision for this year, and whether you plan any increase in employment or you still plan to like keep the 2009 level. So what would be here, and maybe what do you envision in terms of level of business growth for the sector, and how do you position yourself within that in terms of loans and deposits? Thank you.
Okay. So maybe the first question about the costs. Well, certainly we'll have to see how the market really develops in terms of wages, increases, speed, level, etc. I mean, we've always said that we want to be following the market, not to very much distract of what's happening in the market. So that will also shape a bit our policy in that respect. So difficult to say what magnitude. This is not yet decided nor planned, but certainly can be a factor that will impact the cost of labor. At the same time, if we look at other costs, this year we've seen a bit of a reverse, more beneficial on the labor side and higher on other costs. Please bear in mind that this year was quite negative in terms of the developments of zloty versus other currencies, euro and dollar. And certain portion of other costs is denominated in or indexed to foreign currency, like, for instance, rents, IT costs. In looking at this year and also having that experience from last year, I think that there will be some benefits on the other side. So all in, you know, difficult to say, but at least off balancing a little bit developments. In terms of the level of employment, well, we'll see a bit how the business grows. So there are no specific plans up or down. It's a little bit more a function of business development. Then if we look at business growth, the goal is really that there is no intention to really change the fundamentals of the strategy. We continue to put a lot of emphasis on how we behave on the deposits market. That's you know, proven to be our strength, really long term, to have the cushion of financing that provided liquidity. If you've seen at our results, so we certainly significantly increased the lending side of it, 34% in retail. Obviously coming from a smaller base, I would say maybe less in terms of percentage in corporate, but that's also a function a bit of the demand in the market, but with lots of successes, especially in municipal market where investments continued. So going forward, there will be more emphasis or a continuation of what we've had in 2009 in terms of growth in lending part. However, again, we want to do it in a reasonable way, meaning preserving good quality of the portfolio. So a little bit depending how quickly investments resume, and particularly in private segment, we are currently of the opinion that there will be more increase in the public segment as we've envisaged or as we experienced in 2009. However, you know, if also investments in private sector resume, then we'll be ready to participate in that.
On the maybe just a follow-up on the retail side of the portfolio, some of your peers are talking about 20 to 30% mortgage growth this year in Poland. Would you say that it's a reasonable assumption, or would you expect something less?
As the whole market, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess a bit difficult to say precisely, but we expect higher than this year.
Yeah. 20 to 30% to me seems a little bit that's on the upside. That would be quite a lot of growth.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are less. We are more, let's say, cautious about those growth levels than our colleagues, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Robert Lucha, Sending Capital. I have three questions. First is regarding your NPLs. Your NPLs are not very high, but still growing. When do you expect the peak of NPLs? Second question, what is your current level of your risk-weighted assets or the risk-weighted assets to total assets ratio? And the third question is, you reached 34% growth in your mortgages last year. What is the average in Poland? What was the average last year? Was you better or worse than the average?
Okay, so again, a few questions, so forgive us if we have to be reminded as we go along of a few of the questions. But,
okay.
Anyway, to start, we think we do a reasonable job managing the credit risk and deciding what to accept and what not to accept for corporate retail. You can see that because our NPL levels are not just, let's say, market average, but are significantly lower. That being said, of course, we're a big universal bank. We're tied into the economy, and so our NPL level is driven to a large extent not only by our internal decisions, but also by macroeconomics. If you would ask economists, what do they think for bottoming out of problems with corporates and bottoming out of problems with retail, they would say corporates. We're somewhere now in the at that bottoming out. First half of 2010, retail rather second half of 2010. So that was one question. Maybe my colleagues remember the other questions, but I don't. What was?
Mm-hmm.
What were the other questions?
The other question was regarding your risk-weighted assets.
Okay, I see my CFO colleague has some. A piece of paper with numbers, but I guess you could just divide the capital base by solvency and get the answer. But I don't know, Mirek,
if you will look into our presentation on the slide number 33, you see that the total capital requirement for us is on the level 2.8 billion. That includes not only the risk-weighted assets, but also,
you said the page 33.
39.
Yes, I have it.
Yeah, so you see the, that's not risk-weighted asset, but that's the capital requirement. Yeah, so that includes as well the
operational risk.
Asset, operational risk and market risk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't report the number purely risk-weighted assets. Okay.
And in terms of market, please bear in mind that last year was still last year was already on the PLN production. So when we compare to the market numbers, we are ahead of the market. The market was. In Polish zloty was roughly at the level of 28%,
mm-hmm.
while growth in our case was 34%, which we estimate gives us 7.5% market in new loans production. But the market has also changed a bit. Historically, we had quite a big share of foreign currency denominated loans. If we now look into the proportions, it's 80-20, more or less.
And foreign currency. Okay, we are ready to receive next question.
Sorry, maybe one more additional question on capital adequacy. Actually, the ratio came down during the quarter. And why is that? Because there was almost no change in these risk-weighted assets or capital requirements, and the capital was going up, I guess. So that's my first question. And the second question is on the trading income. I would like to understand what made this position so weak in Q4. I believe that even if we deduct this FX option loss, it would be down significantly quarter on quarter. So thanks a lot.
So first question, this minimal drop is only because of the increase of the capital requirement for the credit risk. It's exactly by something like less than 100 million zloty.
Okay.
In the same time, the capital just almost did not increase, did not change at all. The total change of the 0.1% is because of the growth of the lending volume. Sorry, the second question was?
About
Trading.
Trading income. Why it was so weak in Q4?
Again, trading is, let's say, in a long-term basis, if you do look, especially on a yearly basis over the years, it's a important part of our bank's result historically and will be going forward, but it does, compared to other income lines, have the tendency to be much more in one quarter and much less in another quarter. As to why that's the case, lower bid offer spreads, lower less volatility to play off of exactly. Sometimes taking position in the wrong direction, but taking a good positions more often than not.
If you look.
We don't see, because I noticed this question from the first person. Please don't anyone connect, let's say, our slimming down of the balance sheet exercise and the fact that trading results for fourth quarter is lower than third quarter as some sort of indication that going forward, trading result will be much, much less than it has been historically.
Okay, thanks. When you've mentioned the peak in NPLs, did you mention the peak in the NPL ratio or the peak in the quarterly provisions, loan loss provisions?
Well, we try to avoid giving too specific forward-looking statements. I was talking more about the economy as a whole, but what happens to the economy is reflected in our numbers, of course. The peak, when it comes or if it has come already, for NPLs and risk costs will be at about the same moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, two questions from my side. Going forward into 2010, do you still predict to have NPL ratio well below the market average?
Yes.
Okay. Regarding trading portfolio, do you think that in 2010 there will be more significant changes of the value of the portfolio than what we've seen in 2009?
You mean the shrinking of the balance sheet?
Yes, shrinking on the balance sheet and the bond portfolio.
Basically, I would say following that this shrink of the balance sheet for the year, and it's more like the one-off than some, let's say, continuous policy. There is no policy that bank will shrink
further
the balance sheet further.
All right. Thank you.
More questions? If not, I think this meeting will end our presentation. Thank you very much for participation, and we are inviting you to contact our investor relations desk if you have any further questions, and we are inviting you for the next conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye.